This is a lot of looking back in time. It truly is. I do recall when Linus Torvald developed Linux, he used Unix as a model, of course, and wish I knew more about it. It just takes a little more student, a little more studious application of your mind than I'm able to do. At least my contact with it, all that command line work, you know, which sounds ridiculous to you because you're very comfortable on the command line. But I remember a friend of mine in my neighborhood decided that he would establish a dial-up bulletin board. And he was obsessed with doing that. And once he had done it, and I helped him with that, and I, you know, learned a few things. He'd pick up things here and there. And I helped him set up his bulletin board. But then he became really draconian. I mean, he was... Access was every other word out of his mouth, and he held the reins of control and power. So it was a little creepy, to tell you the truth. So I, you know, kind of lost track of him, and I don't know whatever happened to the bulletin board. But then we haven't mentioned, any of us mentioned, Genie and CompuServe and some of the other early providers, and of course they were your source to hop on the internet if you were already subscribed, which I was to CompuServe, I think, and they were your gateway to this that we all know of today. It's marvelous to have such history, to live in history like that, but you know what, you know the price we pay, age, you know, and it will finally get the better of all of us, won't it? But I've had a good time, and gracious, anyway, enough of that. Dave, you have a good evening. If you're still listening, Chad, KO4NUE, again, get a good night's rest. Sounds like you need it. KK4JBQ, I'm clear.
I think it was Juno that you were talking about. There might have been a Genie, I don't remember that, but I think it was Juno. My dad had Juno and I had Netcom. And I still have my original Netcom email address from back in the late 70s, early 80s, I think. ix.netcom.com. It's my last name underscore first initial at ix.netcom.com. It still works. I still get emails to it. Most of the time it's political emails that show up. I don't know how that's happening, but it still works. And that was with Netcom. That was before Netscape was built. That was pretty cool. Well, that's good reminiscing down. And we were in a meeting the other day, with a Zoom meeting, and Chad was in there. We were talking about, you know, his son is working on, he's got his welding license and all that stuff, and he's starting to open up his own shop. And it's, when you're saying comfort level with Linux and the command line, it's what you do. I took a welding course. I was telling them in that Zoom meeting, I took a welding course at Greenville Tech. And at the end of the course, you know, you have to take, you go through this test, and, you know, it's, you got to weld a bead. And most of the guys were really, really good. Once they're finished welding, they could, like, tap it with the pointy end of the hammer, and they could crack the slag off of it, and it would stay as one piece for a really long section, right? They cracked big, long sections off. Mine, there wasn't any slag left on it. It was a splatter. And the guys at Greenville Tech told me, you know, welding may not be for you. And I agreed with them, because it was hot and I was getting sunburned underneath the thing, and sweat dripping down in my eyes and not being able to see what I was doing and sparking it in the wrong place. And I just made a mess of it. But when you stay in it, something like that, for a long enough time, period of time, you start to get comfortable with it. That's what I did with programming. I was getting paid when I started programming, I was getting paid to learn Unix. And other people were learning it at the same time that I was learning it. And I was doing it 8 to 10 to 12 hours a day, 5 to 6 to 7 days a week. And that's all you do. So, and you have to produce a product for the company that was paying you. So you better get comfortable with it, right? That's the only reason. Instead of me welding all the time, like the guys that were really, really good, I was writing code all the time. So my welding skills were nil. And my coding skills went up as time went on. It just depends on what you do. I think back and I talk to people that are flying planes, and I think, man, I wish I would have done that. Or, you know, other people that have really big broadcast stations, man, I wish I would have got into that. Well, you can't get into everything. You got to pick a lane, right? So like they say, pick a lane and stay in that lane and get good at that one thing. Otherwise, you're a jack of all trades and a master of none. Anyway, Larry, good talking to you. Appreciate you hanging around for the RAG 2 portion. It goes by really fast when you're having a good time. It's already 10 minutes after the hour. Anyway, any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call W4DJW.
JW. And Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, Rusty. I'm just leaving Greenville, headed back to Moore. No traffic, no comments. I'm dead tired. Been over here since 8:30 this morning in Malden.
Too late. I heard you call for check-ins, and then I hit the wrong button when I picked up the microphone and the radio went to scan it. And I made it back just as quick as I could. But anyhow, net control, if you would please check in. Whiskey, Bravo, 4, Yankee, Zulu, WB4YZ. I am Robert. And by proxy, please check in my one sweet woman, Miss Christie, KG4OSW. We're going over here in good old Gaffney, South Carolina. You can check us in and out, but thanks for calling the net. Thanks for having us, and good evening to y'all. Y'all take care and have a good one.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize WU2T. That's Rusty on his way from Rusty on his way going from Greenville over to Moore. So be careful out there in the mobile there, Rusty. Good to hear you. All chipper and eyes wide open. Be safe out there on the road. Good to have you check in with us on this late Saturday evening. And WB4YZ, that's Robert, bring with him. KG4OSW, that's Christy, and they're over in Gaffney. Is that the right QTH, Robert?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You probably used to hear me call it Peach Butt, but I don't know if that's. I was correct tonight. Just put it, leave it at that.
Okay. I got Gaffney down there. It has been a while. It's good to hear you checking back in again, because I used to hear you check in here before, but it has been a while, so it's good to hear you coming back. We're here every single night at 9. You probably already know that, but I just throw that out there anyway. Good to hear you this evening. Tell Miss Christie we said hello. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W2T.
Go ahead, Rusty.
Talking about all the old operating systems, CompuServe and all of those, I didn't hear any of either of you mention AOL unless you did it before I got turned on the radio and listening after I left Malden High School. But that's another one that was around. I had both CompuServe and AOL both. So, you learned a lot back then.
Well, you know, I guess AOL was the internet service providers, as Macintosh is to computer users. You get my drift there, Rusty?
One hour go by me real loud.
Well, that's just as well, because I probably shouldn't be saying that anyway. But yeah, AOL was one of them. You're right.
All of that stuff, and then learn COBOL and RPG and all of that stuff when I was in the Navy and all of that while I was in the service, and then after I came out, that's what I was, a COBOL programmer for about 3 years after I moved up here in the upper part of the state. So had a lot of experience doing that, so that was always fun too.
Yeah, that's one of the languages I didn't really spend a whole lot of time on. We had some COBOL programmers, and I used to look at their code every now and then, kind of like Fortran. I did do a few Fortran programs, but not much. So COBOL, you know, Fortran, I think, was primarily for scientific use, and COBOL, I think, was for financials. Is that right?
Well, COBOL could be used for machinery control and things like that. I worked for Bigelow Carpet, and we wrote a lot of software that had to do with not only our accounting and finance type stuff, but also with operation of some of our mills and some of the plant, some of the equipment in the mills and things like that. And we used that, and then we went and went to a class up in Virginia, up in Reston, Virginia, and spent a week up there learning another language, which I have since forgotten, which was strictly set up for a lot of machine control and science and investigative techniques. So I learned a lot of things over the years, and since in the last 20 years, I've forgot probably most of them, since I haven't worked in the industry in that many years. I still keep my finger in a little bit now and again, but, some desktop units these days and do a little bit of command line work. But other than that, I try to stay away from it. I let somebody else do it.
Well, I still like playing around with it. In fact, I've been in it for most of the day today. I'm playing around with the net control software, getting it to where it'll show you your preamble so you don't have to go hunting for it. Little things like that, I still piddle around with. It keeps your brain sharp. You know what I mean?
Yeah, some of those things. I do some programming or working on websites and things like that too. So I do a little bit of that and things like that, but not as much as I used to. And what I would like to learn is how to work with the micro units that we can use to program for radio, different radio things and go on. And I haven't ever learned how to use those yet.
W4 DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, no time like the present to learn. Of course, you stay pretty busy. You got a pretty tight schedule, so that might be hard for you to pick up on something like that. You might have to lay something down before you pick that up.
Maybe I'll just add it on as something else. What I'd like to do is get with somebody who uses the, what do they call those little devices you can get and program to do different things? I can't remember the name of them now. I learn a lot more when I can work with somebody that does that and show it to me, and then I get in and start doing it that way. For me to get in and try to read a technical manual and then try to learn how to do it that way, it has never worked too well. And when I was in the service, I went through Class A school for computers, or back then we were called machine accounts because we used IBM 402s and 407s and all the sorting equipment, interpreting equipment, that, and it was all wired and all that other stuff too. But I was able to get hands-on to that, so I went to that 12-week school. I think I studied outside of class maybe twice in the 12 weeks, and I finished number one in the class. And I was going against people who were, I was like an E3 at that time, and we had a lot of these folks who were like second class and first classes that were changing rates and things like that. So it was all interesting, and I learned a lot back then and made it through my school and did everything else. But I do, like I said, I do better with hands-on than I do with trying to sit down and read a book that tells me how to do it.
So was that a Raspberry Pi you were referring to, W4DJW, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net?
T-Mobile, yeah, that's what I was talking about, the Raspberry Pis.
Good thing about them is that you can install different operating systems on the same hardware. You can install Windows on that hardware, you can install Linux on that hardware. And if you already know Linux, there's nothing to learn, because Linux is the same if it's running there on a Raspberry Pi as if it's running on an Intel chip, or if it's running on a mainframe, or if it's running on a Macintosh, right? It runs everywhere. So it doesn't matter the hardware that it's on. I mean, you know, there's some details, but that the major hurdle of how to talk to the chip using like the C or C++ programming language is the exact same there as it is on an Intel chip, as it is on a, you know, mainframe has a portion of their architecture that's dedicated to Linux, right? And so once you log into it, you're at home. You're on a mainframe, you're programming on a mainframe, but you're using the Linux operating system on the mainframe to do it. Same way with Intel, same way with Raspberry Pi. So that's what makes them so attractive, is there's so many people that know Unix already. You just get an instant following, right, that are millions of people.
Learn Linux, and I've tried to learn C++, and I was trying to do it through a course book, and you know, I got a few things going, but never really got proficient enough with it, even as much as I tried to practice with it, proficient enough with it to do much of anything. But that's the way life is. We learn some things, we forget some things, and then we try something new. Anyway, Dave, I'm going to let you go because you sound like you've been around a while and you're ready to call it quits for the night. And I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning, so I'm ready to call it quits also. But I got to be up and be at church at 8:30 in the morning, so for another meeting. Take it easy, Dave, and we'll talk to you later. W4DJW, W2T73.
All right, Rusty. Well, it's good talking to you. You stay busy. That's good for you. Keep that schedule full. You'll keep on keeping on if you keep that schedule full and you stay busy, enjoying life. W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check in called W4DJW?
W. Please check in N4ZLK. Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, no table. Sorry I'm so late. Just turned it on.
Late's better than never. Net Control, like to recognize N4ZLK. That's Shane over in Cleveland, South Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Shane. Hope you're not getting ready to go to work.
Just came back to check something. I'm watching a movie with my wife, so I'm not going to be in here. And you had somebody else trying to check in you doubled with. So have a good evening, Dave. Good to hear you.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of the weekend. The station I doubled with, go ahead.
So KR8MR, Steve and Taylor's. No traffic. But been listening to the conversation. It's interesting.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KR8MR, Stephen and Taylor's. Good to have you with us tonight, Stephen, and glad you're enjoying it. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net? Call W4DJW. All right, well, it's been a good net tonight. Have I missed anyone for comments, or have I missed any stations that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net? Call W4DJW. All right, be sure and check back in tomorrow night where KJ4WZM Daniel will be calling the net, and I'm sure he'd appreciate you stopping by and checking in with him. Stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.
KBQ, still there, KI4LZI. 4JBQ. KK4JBQ, this is KI4LZI. Come on, KI4LZI.